News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
A matter of free speech. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Monday, September 25th, 2017. Sky's cloudy. It's 46 degrees in Missoula right now. And our newscast is sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking, unlimited cash back whenever you use your debit card. If you stand up during the public comment period during a Missoula City Council meeting, you can announce your name and where you work. However, you're not allowed to state that you're running for office. The extra limitation is not one handed down by the Montana Constitution or the Political Practices Commissioner. It's an interpretation by City Attorney Jim Nugent and City Council President Marilyn Marler, one that Attorney Quentin Rhodes says infringes on free speech.
Unless you have something like shouting fire in a crowded movie theater, if you're talking politics, prior restraint's not allowed, A, and B, the City Council's really got no role, no jurisdiction in trying to enforce Montana campaign law, if that's how they interpret Montana campaign law and think somehow that the U.S. Constitution is subservient to Montana statutes, it still has no jurisdiction.
Missoula City Council Ward 4 candidate Jesse Ramos was warned not to mention he's running for council, as he had been doing for weeks. Rhodes said the council has no authority on this issue over members of the public under Montana state or U.S. law.
Their sole recourse and their only remedy is to report him to the Commissioner on Political Practices. So they can't gavel him down when he's exercising his free speech. And their attempt to do that is probably based more on their disagreement with his politics. In particular, you know, he pointed out that $25 million discrepancy that they had with their budget.
Ultimately, Ramos will be the one who decides how he introduces himself at tonight's City Council meeting. So far, he says he's, quote, undecided, end quote, on whether or not he'll mention the fact that he's a candidate. Actions by Ramos or council could lead to the matter being hashed out in court. A critic of Montana's Child Protection Agency is charged with using Facebook to stalk one of its caseworkers in violation of a restraining order. The Great Falls Tribune reports 73-year-old John J. Walton appeared in district court in Great Falls on a felony stalking charge. He did not enter a plea on Friday. The judge told him to stay off Facebook. Prosecutors say Walton took pictures from the caseworker's Facebook page and posted them on his own page with derogatory comments. The restraining order was issued in 2015, after several caseworkers complained about Walton's harassing them after his grandchildren were removed from his house. Also in 2015, Walton was charged with criminal contempt for sharing a confidential Child and Family Services report in an effort to change the placement of one of his grandchildren. The UM presidential candidate with the closest ties to Missoula appeared before a packed house in the University Center Theater Friday afternoon. He's Seth Bodnar, whose wife Chelsea grew up in Missoula and attended Hellgate High School. Bodnar's a graduate and eventually a faculty member of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and was a member of the U.S. Army Special Forces Green Berets. Bodnar spoke about his alma mater.
West Point is, maybe contrary to what some people might think, at its core, it's a liberal arts college meant to provide a transformative educational experience. It does it pretty well. When I was there on faculty, it was rated as the number one institution in the country at doing so. I also had the chance to go to Oxford and compliment my experience at West Point. I like to say that West Point taught me how to solve problems, and Oxford taught me how to ask the right questions.
As part of his presentation, Bodnar displayed a slide with three logos, Uber, Airbnb, and Facebook, each with a unique distinction to show how the world has been transformed by technology.
You have the world's largest taxi company that owns no vehicles. You have the world's largest accommodation provider that owns no buildings. And you have the world's most popular media company that creates no content.
That being said, Bodnar emphasized that a university is not a business.
A university is not a business. There are principles from business that are applicable to ensure a university meets its objectives, but a university is different from a business. But I think what's illustrative in the way I think about this university is how does it create value, and who does it create value for?
The final candidate scheduled to appear today is Charles Ambrose, will also appear at a public forum at the University Center Theater starting at 3:30 p.m. The FBI says a 30-year-old Lame Deer man has died of injuries suffered in an assault last weekend. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has a man in custody in the death of Ozzie Lee Wilson. The suspect's name has not been released. Officers responded to a residence in Lame Deer Sunday. The report of a man who had been assaulted and was unresponsive. Wilson died early Friday at a Billings hospital. FBI Supervisory Agent Travis Burrow said an autopsy was also planned. Just as sure as the leaves turning colors, bears throughout western Montana are coming down to Missoula neighborhoods to gorge themselves on Missoula's abundant apple crop. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Bear Management Specialist Jamie Jonkel said the bears will go for berries first, but they have a special place in their tummies for apples. So no one should be surprised at seeing bears this time of year.
Anyone living on the edges have already experienced bear activity in the past. So when people new to the area move in, they get quite shocked when they see big piles of bear poop or see a big giant bear up in a pear tree, you know, getting the last pears.
Jonkel also has advice for those recreating the woods surrounding Missoula. Be bear aware.
This time of year, especially when you go out, walk your dog, go for a little hike, you should be thinking bears. Any kind of riparian area, any place where you see, knick-knick on the ground or hawthorn berries, you know, you should just be thinking bear.
The website Missoula Bears states that the bears are entering hyperphagia and are feeding excessively to gain weight in preparation for their winter hibernation. There have been numerous reports of bears in the Rattlesnake, Kelly Island, and Big Flat, Hayes and O'Brien Creek, and many other areas. Mountain lions have also been spotted in areas where deer are congregating. At about 6 o'clock Thursday night, Missoula police initiated a traffic stop on North Reserve Street. A police spokesman, Travis Welsh, says officers pulled the car over because it didn't have any license plates.
The stop led to the identification of two persons and the initiation of a drug investigation based on evidence found in the vehicle at the time of the stop. That eventually led officers to a motel on North Reserve Street where they encountered other persons, seizure of more narcotics, and the arrest of three people.
Welsh said officers seized marijuana and methamphetamine during the investigation.
The three people that were arrested are Matthew Olson, who is 34 years old. A female arrested is Ashley McCormick. She is 33 years of age. And the third person arrested is a 40-year-old male, Manuel Bean. All of them, of the three arrested, are looking at charges related to distributing narcotics.
Wells said investigating officers determined the amount of drugs was more than just for personal use and that other evidence suggested sale. Olson was also charged with failure to register as a violent or sexual offender. Our News Talk time is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with daytime highs topping out in the upper 50s and low 60s. Winds will be out of the west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight, passing clouds. Overnight lows will drop back into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.